You're listening to the Super Expander Podcast. Aligned goals are pivotal for expansion. You don't need me to tell you that. But what happens when your flame weakens? What really happens when it totally goes out? Reignite your goals starts with awakening to the emotions that pull you further and further away. Letting go of your shame, denial, and frustration, and figuring out why your body is resisting your goals are the key to success. Regulate your nervous system, release the blocks, and reassess your path forward because your goals are ready to be reset and reignited. Hello, hello, super expanders, and welcome back to the show. How's your heart? How's your soul? I am feeling super full, super energized, and excited to dive into today's conversation. Coming off of a weekend filled with, it was work, but it was actually the most rewarding work I've done in a while, perhaps. I don't know. All my work is rewarding, but this was really kind of different and exciting. I got to lead a spring equinox experience for a group of about 45 people. It was so cool. The takeaways, the shares, all of it, plus just being in company with a group of like the coolest, most intelligent, diverse people that I've had the opportunity to be in the room with in a long time. So that was really, really a rewarding experience. I had a few one-to-ones in the city. And then also, if you don't know, I actually lead a class at the Remedy Place in Flatiron District every single week, and I look forward to it. Every Saturday morning, I teach this class, and it's really exciting because there's a core group of people that continue to come back over and over again. But then also because it's in the city, we have just, random, people that pop in because they're visiting. So I've had the privilege of meeting people from Australia to Scotland to Amsterdam that have all just been in the city and decided to check out breathwork and the Remedy Place. And so it's really cool that this global community is building. So feeling super grateful that I get to be a part of sharing breathwork and its transformational experiences and the depth that that guides people to connect with, from stress release to clarity to accessing certainty, which is what we're going to talk about today, is this idea of dancing with uncertainty and learning how to take the leap of faith. So I was actually in a conversation with a client recently, and we were talking about this, and I thought this would be the perfect thing to share with you. So we were talking about this idea. There's two kinds of uncertainty. There's the uncertainty that we feel in our own day-to-day life, and then there's the uncertainty that we experience globally and at the world at large. And we can get so caught up and stuck and immersed in this idea of like not being able to do anything, not knowing what's happening next. And I think there's a few things that we can start to do to dance with that uncertainty. And when we're thinking about the larger, broader scale of uncertainty, can't get too caught up in that. We can't get so just like obsessed with thinking about that, because we can't do a lot about that. There's nothing that we can do about that uncertainty. And so if we get stuck in that thought loop, you really will start to feel like you can't move forward. And when we can't move forward, it makes me think of that line in Inception, that, the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, where it's like a dream inside of a dream. And the line was, do you want to take a leap of faith? Or do you want to become an old man filled with regret, waiting to die alone? Oof. Right? Wow. I certainly don't want to be stuck with regret. I don't want to be at the end of my life looking back and being like, wow, I got so stuck not knowing what the right next move was, that I didn't do anything. I got so stuck thinking and worrying that I might make a mistake or I didn't know how things were going to work out, so yet I did nothing. So how exactly do we move through this uncertainty? Well, I think we have to start to dance with it, because if you knew exactly how everything was going to work out, how boring would that be, right? So it's kind of learning to have things open and allowing for that magic to unfold, and then also leaning into the things that we are certain about, that we can control. When we have that deeper sense of connection to our purpose, to our why, that is certainty within us that can drive our actions forward. But it doesn't mean that we need and get to know how it's all going to unfold. And of course, one of the tools that I use to help me, whether that's cope or manage or lean into the discomfort of not knowing and really start to embody that feeling of excitement, is of course breath work. It's a really powerful tool to be able to activate that energy inside, to activate that excitement and the magic that comes with actually not knowing. And when I think about this, I mean, as I'm recording and speaking to you right here, right now, there's 100 different scenarios of how my life could be in this current moment. And I'm willing to bet that probably 99% of them would have involved the conventional, safe, stable path in life, the one that society wants us to take, wanted me to take, the conventional path. And I would say that, I don't know, I probably fall squarely in the middle of risk aversion and willing to take big risks, willing to take chances. And I think that the way that if you don't know my story, I had my daughter when I was in college, which kicked off a very unconventional path. I mean, up until that point, I was definitely walking the path of, you know, you graduate from high school, you get a college degree, playing sports, getting a job, doing all the things. And then this surprise happened. And that was the moment I think that really woke me up to how I wanted to live my life. And I don't know that I specifically, you know, this is, you know, our life is a journey, and walking that walk has definitely been a challenge. I've had multiple different careers, and really what's been the guiding light for me inside of that, inside of, you know, being a single mom, has been this idea of like, life is too short to do anything other than what is connected to our purpose, what brings us joy and fulfillment. And there was this defining moment in my 20s where I became keenly aware of that. I had embarked on this career in real estate because a lot of people I was listening to outside voices, outside advice, and they were like, oh, you're a single mom, you need to be able to make all this money to support and then be available. This is this great job. You could do that and you could make your own hour. But it wasn't my path, at least at that point. It wasn't what I wanted, but yet I let those outside influences drive me. And so I dove into this career that wasn't really my career, wasn't my path. Did it for several years. I was successful at it, but I hated it. And I wasn't happy. And in this moment, I was like, this isn't the model that I want to show my daughter, is that you do a job that makes you miserable for a paycheck. And so in that moment, when I became keenly aware of that, I literally just said, forget it, I'm done. And I burned that business down. I literally burned the bridge and embarked on a career in health and wellness, which is what I had wanted to do. I was studying nutrition in college. And so I started teaching Pilates. I started teaching yoga, including nutrition into my coaching practice. And it's evolved from there. But even inside of that, I have shifted. I have changed. I have completely let parts of my business fall away, ones that were making me money, but that no longer suited me. And so when I say this, it's like so many different ways that my life could have turned out. But when I got that nudge that things were not right, I didn't allow the uncertainty of how it was going to work out stop me from making the leap, stop me from making the jump. And every time those leaps have brought me to where I am. I mean, it's really mind-blowing that I get to have a career now that is based on, you know, creation and building and supporting other people in leaning into and connecting to that purpose themselves, to really moving through the discomfort and living a life that is true to their truth and true to their desires. I think it's funny because one of the most popular questions people like to ask you is, what do you do? Right? It's very, I feel like it's a very American thing. In other cultures, it's not so much. And instead of answering, oh, I'm a hypnotherapist, I'm a breathwork guide, I'm a coach, I'm a creator, I often actually just answer with, I get paid for the number and strength of positive ripples that I can create in this world. Usually breeds a little bit of curiosity. And so the question that I often get from clients is, how do you lean into the uncertainty? How do you get comfortable with it? And I think that there's a few different ways. There is the leap of faith that we are called to take. But how do you take that leap of faith? It's channeling that energy into your purpose. So we really get to explore what that is. And I think when we start looking at what our purpose is, it can be really daunting. And the real path to uncovering that is to work on those pillars of ourselves, doing something that expands your mind, doing something that builds your health, your body, doing something that is creative and is going to contribute to the world, and looking at all of those intersections. That's where your purpose really starts to come together. And when you start to see that clarity, you start to feel that clarity, that's when the leap of faith comes in. But when you get ready to take that leap of faith, the thing is that oftentimes when we're getting ready to take that leap of faith, it's like we're standing and there's this massive gap between where we are and where we want to go. It feels like there's this vastness. The leap of faith can be scary because of the size of change. You know, small little changes don't feel scary. I'm not sure I've ever had someone ask me the question, how exactly do I make small changes in my career or life? We make slight changes in our routines. We make slight changes in our career that essentially are keeping us in the same place, or maybe taking one tiny step forward. But if you're feeling unfulfilled, we can often start to tell ourselves that these tiny things are going to be the things that start to create the change. But there really are just almost shades of the same color. And I definitely speak about micro shifts and micro changes all of the time when we're really in this stuck space. But if you find yourself feeling really unfulfilled, we have to be able to lean into this piece of a leap of faith. That's what's going to get you there. We have to be able to lean into the uncertainty, dance with it, and lean into that discomfort of big change. And there's always going to be that moment, just that moment when you're like, oh my gosh, this is the change I need to make. And you're about to make the change and the fear sets in. And something that I can say with conviction is that fear grows and expands in strength and size the older that we get. It's easy to make those leaps of faith in your 20s, a little harder in your 30s, and damn, is it scary as you start entering your 40s. And I can't even imagine how it's going to feel as I progress through the decades. And, you know, I think it's because our perception of time, the amount of responsibilities that we take on as we grow and as we age. So maybe in that leap of faith, you're not going to leap across 100-foot gap, but maybe you can start to make that leap 10 and 20 feet. Rather than just taking that micro 1-foot step forward, maybe you can skip a few steps and leap across that 10-foot divide. So how can you actually start to shorten the gap? Because it's really not that we're not going to traverse that 100-foot gap, but how can we start to make that gap from where we are and where we want to go shorter? And over the years of taking my own leaps and guiding others to do the same, I have created this framework that I'd love to share with you. So the first step in shortening that gap is gathering information, right? The reason why that leap of faith feels like that and that gap is so big is because you know everything about where you are. You know what it looks like, what it feels like. But over on that other side, you don't know, right? We don't know what we don't know. So there's a lack of information. And with this lack of information, it starts to create this big fear, which makes the gap look and feel so much bigger. It skews our perception and makes things feel really intimidating. But the really exciting part about this is the lack of information is a super solvable problem. So what sort of information are you seeking for as we look to close that gap? Well, maybe you start to visualize what the path to the other side might look like. Something that we could do inside of a breathwork experience. And then really starting to contemplate how reversible a decision to move forward might be. How permanent, right? I think a lot of times we start to feel that there's this level of permanence. Imagine that you want to leave a career and start a business. Well, you could totally do that. And if it doesn't work out, you can go back to the career if it turned out to be that you really found out you made the wrong decision. You may not be able to go back to that same position. You might actually be able to, right? These things that we sort of decide, these untruths, these things that we think are so permanent aren't. We create this idea of almost like a false, we create almost like a false punishment or penalty for taking this chance. And most of the times, it's not true. Look for proof. Are there case studies that you can find that show either successful execution of this thing that you desire to shift into or unsuccessful execution? What sort of wisdom and perspectives can you garner from people who have made similar changes that you're considering? What can you learn? This information gathering process can really start to shorten the gap considerably. So in this, we're building evidence, and now you get to create evidence. That's your second step. You have evidence of what life looks like on this side, but very little evidence of what it would look like on the other side. So can you start to create tangible proof where you are right now that what you want to build on the other side, what you want to step into is possible? Create micro proof on this side so you can start to generate the energy, the skills to execute big. Maybe you want to start a new business. So you start selling a smaller iteration of that product, maybe on the internet, maybe not in brick and mortar. Maybe you find one client, one customer for this prospective new venture. Maybe you take a solo trip if you are trying to shift your life in a new direction, making a big, maybe move across the country. Maybe you start with taking a solo trip to someplace you've never been. These small micro wins build big momentum. And if you're stuck in a place where like you are in a job or you're in an experience that you're so entrenched in that you can't just, you know, let it all fall away, you could start by building in an hour a day to work on whatever it is, devoting an hour of your day. Anybody can do this. And yes, it might be a stretch, but you can devote an hour a day for 30 days and see where you are in 30 days. That focus will start to really create evidence. 30 days later, you will have created 1,800 minutes of focused effort towards where you want to go, creating a body of work. And lastly, to make that leap, to shorten the gap, you really have to start to address the fear, to work through it. We can't just sweep it under the carpet. This is definitely something we do in my coaching sessions. We do this in a breathwork experience. But here are a few things that you can start to do on your own. Begin to reframe the fear as a good thing, meaning that you care so deeply that it's something that matters. Begin to really pick apart and deconstruct the downside of your action. Like, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Is it really that bad? Analyze and deconstruct the upside. What's the best possible scenario that could happen? How amazing could it turn out? And then pick apart the regret. How much will you regret inaction when you're 90 years old? Having that conversation with your older self, like sitting down in a coaching session with your 90-year-old self, could you live with that regret if you were 90 and you looked back and this thing that was on your heart, you didn't move on it? Thing is so often we let our imagination force us into a reality that we don't want. We suffer more in imagination than in reality, was a famous quote. I don't know who wrote it. And after you run through these three steps, it's really just time to close your eyes and jump. I hope that you found today's episode insightful, informative, activating, that you're starting to see that taking that leap isn't so scary, that making that leap isn't 100-foot divide, that it's actually just 10 feet that you need to leap. Thank you so much for being here, for listening, for sharing your time with me. I am so grateful for you. And if you're listening today and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm really feeling that pull to make the leap, I have something for you. The Cultivate Portal is filled with audios, breathwork, hypnosis, and activations to help support you in really making that leap, moving through the fear, tapping into purpose, and living an extraordinary life. Some of the members inside have quit their corporate jobs, started businesses during the duration of being inside. They have ended relationships that were holding them back, have manifested new clients based on the actions that they were guided to take through their experience inside. So this is an invitation. Come join us inside and shorten that 100-foot gap to 10 feet, leaning into dissolving the fear and taking action, bold action towards an extraordinary life. There's a code down in, or the link is down in the show notes, and it actually will give you an entire week free to come inside and experience it for yourself. You are ready to start cultivating an extraordinary life, aren't you? I'll see you inside. Like a fire needs oxygen and fuel, you're not meant to reach your goals alone. Your missing part could be as simple as finding the right community. And if it's not my community, there's definitely the right one out there for you. If you're looking for a place to start, check out the link in the show notes and let this community help you breathe in fresh oxygen.